Hey, welcome back to the Shane Tonight Show. My name is Shane.
My name's Max, and I just took down my Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah, you did. I didn't even notice that.
Yep.
And it's April.
It's April.
That's early.
That's, yeah, compared to previous years, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, pretty on the ball.
Didn't you guys just leave it up all year once?
We left it up for 2 or 3 years once. We just called it the holiday tree. Like in March, we would put a shamrock on it. In April, we'd put a rabbit on it. You know, shit like that.
Yeah, there's a lamp there now.
Now there's a lamp there, yeah. So hopefully the room will be more well lit. The lamp's plugged into it, an outlet that currently has intermittent power.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's great. Hey, again, this is a podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
Now let's get sponsorship out of the way. This podcast is sponsored by Mindgrinder Coffee.
Go to You know what? We don't have to say that whole part. No. Go to mindgrindercoffee.com. Get you some.
Right. We just launched some K-Cups for you Keurig drinkers.
Good old K-Cups.
And they were $12.50 on the site for 12 pods. They hold 15 grams of coffee. And if you use code SAVE10 till the end of the month, you save 10% on your order.
Nice.
So, yeah. I think it comes out to about $17.50 with shipping. If you put that 10% off, you pay $16 altogether, $15, something like that.
Fucking.
I don't know. I did the math before we launched it, but it's a pretty fucking good deal.
Yeah. I was at a place not too long. I mean, it was a few months ago. I was in Tucson.
And I
went up to this lady who was selling coffee. I said, one large coffee, please.
I remember you telling me the story.
And
we didn't get that on air, did we?
I don't know. But what she said to me was, that'll be $7.
I remember because we were going to put it, you brought it up after we recorded last time.
Okay. Whatever. Anyway, I almost, and I'm told this. Because I don't remember it this way, but apparently I almost attacked this woman.
He just got all mad.
I
$7.
I did get mad. On principle, I got mad. Anyway, yeah. I'm saying those Mind Grinder K cups are a pretty good fucking deal.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a thing. Like I get what you're saying. I've been to a place where I paid. I think the most I've ever paid for a large coffee was like $7.50, and that was just coffee.
Just that
was
the
not
dark
that
stuff.
Was not nothing fancy. That was not an Americano. It was just a fucking cup of coffee.
That's fucking insane. This I refuse to pay $7 for a cup of coffee. Yeah. I just walked away from this lady. Apparently after frightening her, but I walked away.
But yeah, that's why we keep our prices the way we do, is because I think people should be able to get a good cup of coffee at a good value price.
Uh-huh.
So it's something I believe in.
Yeah.
So that's my spiel.
Yeah. So guys, for just the price of a cup of coffee a day, you can get yourself some coffee.
Also, we have a regular coffee online too. Still, it's $15, and also the code free shipping 24 still works if you buy 2 bags of coffee. So, you know, go there, go to the website, check it out.
Fucking do it.
Buy some coffee, man.
Get coffee.
You'll be happy you did.
You will.
So yeah, man, it's been a while since we did an episode. What, in March? We did two in March. Yeah, we did two episodes in March.
Yeah, so we could try to imagine our recent history in releasing this, or the people who are listening to this right now could just look at their podcast app and see when the last two episodes were released. So let's skip that part.
Yeah, but there's stuff that's happened between then and now, which was my point before you so rudely interrupted me.
So what we're saying is, in some point between the past and the present,
Life happens. Life has happened.
Okay. Well, we should have just said it like that.
Life has happened. Not all much right. Life has happened, but so we were just talking about this before we started recording. Last Saturday, I had to drive up to Napa for work and pick up a client. And I'm waiting in a Target parking lot.
Yep. Good place to wait.
Just chilling in my car. That's where I'm supposed to meet the client. I was early because I always believe in getting somewhere early.
Good for you. I believe in getting somewhere in the nick of time.
Yeah, at least you're not late, though.
Well, sometimes I am.
I cannot stand constantly late people.
Oh, constantly? Yeah. No, I used to be that way, and I try not to anymore because,
all of a sudden, this black Escalade pulls, and I'm not making this is not a made-up story, okay? I'm maybe exaggerating. I'm not trying to exaggerate it at all, okay? This is exactly how it happened.
Okay.
Black Escalade pulls up to my passenger side door.
Why's it got to be a black Escalade, Shane?
That's the color of the Escalade, man. T- tinted windows, the whole shebang.
Oh, tinted. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's going to be like this. Okay.
Yeah. Guy rolls down his window, starts tapping on my passenger side. I don't know why he just didn't come around to the door that was open on my driver's side.
Well, then he would have had to get out of his car.
Yeah. Well, he could have if it was that big of an emergency. That's going to go to the point of the story. Okay. Anyway, I get out of the car, right? I stand up and I'm like, can I help you?
Uh-huh.
And he says, yes, I'm not going to say what country this guy, but he was not from our country.
You can say what country he's from.
He was from.
From
Dubai.
Okay.
There. I just don't want it to sound prejudiced or nothing like that. Okay. I don't want it to be like, I'm telling the story, but I don't want it to come off like I came, like I'm, I don't know. Anyway, he says he's from Dubai that he's running low on gas and that him and his wife have their baby in the car and that he wants to sell me this fucking gold ring that's on his finger.
Yeah.
That looks like it's turning green to give him gas money to get to where they need to go, to get back to their hotel room. He said he left his wallet at the hotel room and they need to get back to the hotel to get the wallet. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm like, look, man, I don't have any cash. I did the whole thing all of us Americans do, right?
Yeah.
I don't have any cash.
Yeah, I don't have any cash, yeah, man. Sorry, even though man. I had like $50 in my pocket.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I don't have any cash, man.
Yeah. Good luck. He's like, why are people so mean in this country and not willing to help anybody out? Mm-hmm. That kind of stopped me. Yeah. Right? I was like, fuck, he's got a point. Right? He's like, if you were in my country and you were in trouble, I would help you out.
All right, continue.
I'm like, you know what? The only thing I want to go to Dubai for is I want to go out to the desert and see all those fancy cars that are just out there in the desert. That's all the only thing I want to do. And that bitch in Waterside Park.
I would love to visit Dubai for a week or two or three.
Yeah,
that would be so cool.
They have this desert that's just filled with like Maseratis and shit.
I believe it.
They just drive them like once and they put them out in this desert. Anyway, I'm getting away from the story.
All right, yeah.
So he's just going off about how people, he's been driving around this parking lot for like 25 minutes and nobody wants to help him.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because he's all rude in his big Escalade with tinted windows, not even getting out of his car, just knocking on people's windows.
That was my thought too. But the guy was smaller than me. And I figure if it got a little rough, I could take him. You know what I mean? I wasn't too paranoid. I wasn't too worried.
All right.
Right. His wife was in the back seat. I looked at his gas gauge and it was low. I looked at the back of the car. It was a rental.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, so far this might check out.
Okay.
Right. And he's like, you know, I'm like, look, man, I just don't have any cash on me. I tried telling him twice and he's just not giving up.
Yeah.
Right. And at some point I was just like, I fucking take out my wallet and I look inside. I'm like, okay, I'll give him 20. Right. I give him $20. And he gets all, he takes it. He just grabs it out of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
All rude. Just like they can't see me making this motion.
Right.
But the rudest way you could take money out of somebody's hand.
Yeah.
That's what he
just sort of snatches it. Snatches it like you're a fucking child reaching out with the sticky fingers to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Rolls up his window, drives away. Doesn't even say thank you.
Yeah.
His wife did say bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes.
All right.
But I don't know if the baby was actually, it could have been a fake baby. Anyway, long story short, I got home and I was telling my roommate this story.
Mm-hmm.
And my roommate's like, dude, you got hustled.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nah, I mean, the thing on the back of the car said it was a rental. I looked at the gas gauge. It had a red light on it. There was a woman in the back seat. He's like, did the baby move?
Did the baby move?
Did the baby cry? And I'm like, no, it was wrapped up in a towel. And he's like, dude, this has happened to me at the casino where they come up, where people come up to you and they tell you some sob story about how they got kicked out of the hotel mm-hmm. or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, man, come on. Like the guy was in trouble. I was just trying to help him out. Like he was all pissed off that nobody else was helping him out. And he's like, well, maybe. Could be true, but I think he got hustled. And the more and more I thought about it, the mm-hmm. more and more I started thinking about the interaction,
mm-hmm.
I was like, it could be. So I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Do you think I got hustled?
Okay. I have things to add to this.
Okay.
I can't say whether you got hustled or not, but I will say this. First off, if this dude's visiting from Dubai, I guarantee you he has plenty of money of his own. Whether he had his wallet or not is another thing. but and a rented Escalade, those ain't cheap.
Yeah.
As to the baby, I'm going to address the baby question.
Okay.
If that was a fake baby, then you almost certainly got hustled.
Right.
If it was a real baby, that doesn't make it any less likely that you got hustled.
Right.
Plenty of people use real babies to hustle.
Yeah. I mean, I
really
know that.
Really anybody, if you're going to hustle and you have a baby, why wouldn't you use the baby?
Right. It's just
right? It's great. Makes, yeah, it's a great prop.
You can make more money.
You can make more money. And it's like, hey, I'm feeding the baby with the proceeds of the hustling.
Yeah.
In fact, you have to because the baby is a big part of the act.
Yeah.
And if you don't feed the baby, it'll die. And a dead baby does not elicit charity the way a living baby does.
Yeah.
All right. Now here's the big thing. This guy accused you of being an asshole, Americans of being assholes, because in his country, you know, they treat people better than that.
Yes.
In his country, they import thousands of low-wage workers who have second-class status, who they treat like complete shit, who oftentimes they don't even pay.
I know this.
Yeah. Dubai is notorious for, I mean, it's essentially modern-day slavery.
That's why they got the tallest building in the world not completed.
Is it not completed?
It's not completed.
Yeah. Anyway, I would love to visit Dubai because it's they got so much cool shit there.
Yeah.
But Dubai is not known for being a place that's like good to outsiders unless those outsiders brought their wallet with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So that guy can fuck right off with that whole thing that he had.
But here's the thought, and here's the thing I was talking to my roommate about. It's like he's like, you know, you could have just walked away. I mean, it's no big deal, it's $20.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but I know. I remember when $20 was a lot of money to me. So just for the fact that I could be like, here, oh, yeah, just take the 20. That was kind of like a big thing for me, right? Like it wasn't going to be the end of my financial life if I gave him $20. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I could remember a time where that would have been the case.
Yeah.
Where like that's money that could feed me for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The other part of it is I've done a lot of shitty things in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And yeah. I don't want to be that kind of guy anymore. I've worked really hard not to be that guy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody needs help, I want to help them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if I got hustled, I got hustled, but maybe I put something in the karma bank.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe if I'm actually really, really broken down,
mm-hmm.
somebody will come by and help me one time. Yeah.
look, man, I've been hustled before. There's no shame in it.
Yeah.
It happens to everybody at some point. And honestly, if there's anybody out there who can honestly say they've never been hustled before,
you're not living, man.
It's probably because they're a stingy asshole.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was just it was on my mind just because of the interaction, I guess. I don't know. It was just like the way the guy was coming off.
He was a dick about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dubai.
Yeah, and it was just like, dude, if I was desperate and I needed $20 for gas, I needed money for gas, I would not be an asshole about it.
No, neither would I. I had a similar situation once, and a guy asked me for $20. He was like, shit, I ran out of gas. I just got to get back into San Francisco. $20 will get me enough gas to get back into San Francisco. And I told him, man, honestly, like, I just don't have the reserves right now to do that, but I got three ones. I'll give you $3. That's part of the way there. And he fucking just refused to take it. He's like, no, I'm not a beggar. I don't want your $3. I want $20 to get to San Francisco. And I'm trying to explain to him $3.
Get you halfway there.
$3 will get you to fucking Novato from there, right? You know,
you're
closer.
You could pull over to another gas station, get another $15, and you're good.
Exactly. Or you could take my $3 and then ask around for $17. Eventually, you'll get your $20 that you need.
See, this is the part that got me.
Yeah.
Now you bring that up. The part that got me was the fact that he just grabbed the $20 from me.
Yeah.
And just rolled up his window and drove away.
Yeah. $20 is generous as shit to like just get somebody some gas to get to their hotel room, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, thank you. The wife did, like I said, the wife did say, God bless you, but he rolled up the windows hella quick and took off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the part that got me thinking, because like if you're broke, like you, I just don't get why it's like that's not enough. You know what I mean? Like it's not enough. Like I know you're willing to help me out, but it's not what I'm asking for. So fuck you.
Yeah. And was it a new Escalade, an old Escalade?
It looked newish. It looked like 2000s.
It doesn't really matter. So it probably got in the neighborhood of 15 miles a gallon.
Yeah.
$20 in Napa would get him 4 gallons of gas.
Yeah.
We're talking 80 miles.
Yeah.
You just gave that guy 80 miles of driving.
Yeah.
He was going to be able to get to his fucking hotel and get his goddamn wallet.
Yeah.
So fuck.
And I didn't even take the shitty rig he was offering me.
Yeah. So fuck this guy. He absolutely, you know what? Even if he was telling the truth, fuck him for just being that way.
Yeah.
But so just fuck this guy and know that you, Shane, whatever the truth of the matter might be, you are a better man than he is.
At least for that day.
At least that day.
Yeah, man. That it was just weird. It was just, I think that's the thing that rubbed me the wrong way, was just a guy being so weird about it after I handed him the $20. Or maybe he got mad because I actually had the money on me and I told him I didn't have any money on me.
Mm-hmm. Fuck him.
Anyway, yeah, so that happened.
Yeah, fuck him.
So you had something you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. I recently started watching something with Kira. We started
watching. Kira is Max's wife.
That's my wife.
Yeah. I think we've mentioned her before.
Yeah. So, wife of mine, we started watching Resident Alien. We're streaming it on Netflix. I like it a lot. I'm a big fan of goofy comedy.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of slapstick. It's both those things.
Compared to like It's Always Sunny, is it like that funny?
It's very different.
Okay.
Well, actually, in the slapstick part of it, it's very similar.
Right.
But thematically, it's very different from Always Sunny.
Isn't the guy like an alien pretending to be a human?
Yes.
That part I got.
That's the concept.
I think I watched an episode of it on Sci-Fi and I just didn't really, I think I maybe caught the last 10 minutes of an episode.
Yeah. You maybe just didn't catch enough.
Yeah.
But it's a funny show, man. I'm sitting down laughing.
You know what show I started watching that started getting me laughing?
Tell me.
And I hated for the longest time. I just couldn't fucking stand it.
Tell me.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I like that show.
Dude, I watched the first 3 episodes while I was doing cardio a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Walking on my little treadmill.
Yeah.
And I was dying. I was like, dude, this shit's hilarious.
Yeah. It's a funny fucking show, man. Yeah.
Like, I don't know why I didn't like it for the longest time.
You know, the first time I watched it, I also did not like it.
Right.
I thought it was stupid and childish and whatever. And then I think I just watched it another time with like an open mind.
That's what happened. That's what I did. I had an open mind about it.
And it's a funny fucking show, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I had another thing I wanted to talk about too. Is that all you wanted to talk about? You got anything else?
Because
I got stuff, man.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
But I want it to be equal.
You want it to be equal?
Yes, okay. Back and forth, banter.
Then me bantering, what I want to talk about is what you want to talk about. But what I'm going to do is whatever you say, I'm going to flip it around on you to make you look like an asshole. Why is the Escalade got to be black, Shane?
That's what you do the whole time.
Why is the Escalade got to be black?
That's what you do all the time anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's fun. I enjoy it. All right, so continue.
I was thinking about a couple of weeks ago, I was in a situation, and it wasn't me. I got to clear that out.
Why is the situation got to be black, Shane?
It's not. I didn't even say black. I was in this situation.
Why can't you say black, Shane? All right. Continue.
Anyway, I was at a place with some people, and it was confined. And like, it was a gathering, right? So the room was probably about as big as your living room. Bathroom off to the side, right?
Okay.
Bathroom, like, off to the side. It's a pretty packed room.
Shane, before you continue, I have to know one thing.
Uh-huh.
Is the location of the bathroom relevant to the story?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes, all right. It very much is.
All right, continue.
It's so relevant, you're going to see it in a second.
All right.
Because I'm going to bring up a topic. So all of a sudden, everybody's like talking, having a good time, or mingling, whatever. All of a sudden, this rancid smell comes out of the bathroom.
Ooh.
There's just this awful fucking, dude, just the worst smell in the world.
Someone took a shit in the Jason bathroom.
Somebody took a shit in the Jason bathroom and played it off. Somebody that was at this fucking thing and didn't say anything. Didn't use any air freshener, nothing. And it got me thinking because I was talking to somebody that was at this gathering. And she brought it up and she was like, hey, what do you think is the most inappropriate places to go poop? And I'm like, well, this is one of them. And she's like, obviously, but like, I mean, closed quarters are obviously a place like you don't want to go poop.
Yeah.
Like it's just, oh my God. It's like no manners to me.
I mean, there are times where like when you got to go, you got to go. But if there's an alternative to the bathroom that's like adjacent to this room.
There's one upstairs.
There's one just something down the hall. Anything. Yeah. Then do that.
Yeah.
Then do that. But I'm going to say one time and I just wasn't thinking. And this happened one time because afterwards I got so fucking embarrassed. I never did it again. And I was always aware of it. But I just wasn't thinking. And we were in a little room with a bathroom attached.
Right.
And there was another bathroom down the hall. And I had to pee. So I got up, I used the attached bathroom and then I was done. And I left the door open.
While you peed?
No, not while I peed. After I left.
Right.
And after like a minute, somebody got up and closed the door and then sat back down. And I was like, huh.
Yeah.
It really probably would. First off, I'm glad I didn't shit.
Right.
But secondly, that was not the bathroom to use.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to use the closest bathroom. I should use the most appropriate bathroom. Yeah. And that was not the one.
Yeah. That's like there's an appropriate place to do that stuff. And I think if you're in a closed quartered room, even though there's a bathroom that might be in it, don't poop. And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing is everybody in this room was talking about it. Like the smell, like the person that had the party that we were at,
yeah,
like actually had to go into the other bathroom upstairs, grab the air freshener, come back downstairs and use the air freshener in the bathroom and put a sign on the bathroom that said, do not poop.
That's so bad. I'm pretty sure
what happened is the guy dumped and run.
A dump and run?
A dump and run.
So this guy dumped, but like on his way out the door, he stopped to dump.
Dude, I'm telling you, people were making such a big deal about this.
Yeah.
Like if he was there, he was like in a corner crying or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that was me and I had just a complete mental blank and done this.
Right.
And then everybody was talking about it.
Yeah.
I would just pretend to be one of the rest of you human beings, not the animal that did this, right? I don't want anyone to know that was me.
For all I know, it could have been the girl I was talking to that brought up where's the most awkward place to poop.
Dude, she who smelt it dealt it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it was just, I was thinking about it. I was like, where else would be awkward to do that? I would say a church would be an awkward place.
Yeah, especially like there's a church that I go to some events at and they have this one tiny little bathroom.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
No fan. Yeah. And I mean, the door doesn't even like have a seal beneath it, right? Right. Like there's a breeze between like going under the door.
Yeah.
And I never poop in there.
Yeah. That's like, that's just telling you not to like take a piss, but don't do number two.
But like, what do you do if you fucking ate a bad burrito the night before and it hits you while you're there?
Right.
I mean, you're not going to go into the fucking alley out back.
you could ask the person that's hosting the event you're at and be like, where's an appropriate bathroom? I got to handle some business.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. And if the answer is, oh, just the one, that's it. That's your only option. Then I guess you got to do what you got to do. The one time, this was when I was working for a contractor who did remodels.
Right.
So we would work inside other people's homes. And one time, the night before, I had gotten the munchies and all I had on hand was raisins.
Oh.
And I ate like a pound of raisins. Oh. And I was at work the next day and that hit me. Right.
That's awful.
And I mean... Like, this lady's bathroom was right there. Right. Nice old lady, you know.
Right.
But I was like, I can't, man. I would shame the entire company if I did what I'm about to do.
But at least you were thinking about it.
And this customer, yeah. Well, I fucking ran out, got in my car, drove to Burger King.
That's more appropriate.
And yeah, and you know, sucks for them. But yeah. And then I demolished the Burger King bathroom.
Yeah. It's just, I think there's like, that was it. Just brings up those things like social cues. I think people have really lost how to socially interact.
I think every now and then, first, some people just never pick up on social cues or they pick up on them late. I'm actually one of those people.
See, I am too. I'm, excuse me.
Yeah.
I am one of those that does the same, that picks them up late too.
So social cues never came naturally to me. I just sort of accumulated this social awareness over the years.
I think it has to come from paying attention though. Like if you don't pay attention and you're just an idiot through, sorry, why do people got to be idiots, Shane?
I didn't say that.
But I said,
why you gotta be a snowflake about it, Shane?
But I just think there are certain people that are just like, they're not willing to like, learn, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, I'm just here on my phone, in my phone, and this is my life, and oh, this guy's trying to talk to me, he's gonna do something bad, even though you're just trying to say hi to somebody.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll tell you the place where I confront this the most, and not in a bathroom sort of way, just the place just the place where I on like more often than not any given week, if I'm there, that's the place where I'm most likely to lose my shit because people just don't have a basic awareness of the other people around
Safeway?
Them. Costco.
Oh, yes. Yes. I've noticed that at Costco, too.
Costco, the worst.
Yeah. Everybody's looking up or they're looking down at their phone.
Yeah. Stopped in the middle of the aisle with their giant ass cart.
Yes.
Letting nobody
catching
else pass.
Catching up with the neighbor up the street.
I have straight up yelled at confused elderly people in Costco.
What are you doing?
Just get, you know, like a real, hey, nice day to be taking in the sights, isn't it? You know? Oh, just take your time.
Dude, it's so funny because I was there the other day.
Yeah.
And so I'm coming down this one aisle and there's like four old people.
Oh, God forbid.
Hugging and chatting, right?
Oh, in the middle God. Of
the fucking aisle. And I'm coming down the aisle. The guy on my right, and I'm thinking into my head, right? I'm like, you know, you guys live on the same block. You could just go and fucking talk to each other, right?
Yeah.
And the guy on my right, I don't know how it happened, but the guy on my right, the ballsiest dude I've ever seen at a Costco is just like, hey, you know what? You guys could go home and talk. I bet you live on the same block.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, sorry. It all startled.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. That guy is not a ballsy guy. He's a guy who literally just lost his mind and blurted out what he was thinking. Because he couldn't fucking, he, you know, this was the sixth time it had happened that day at Costco, because Costco's the place that happens.
And all the time, man.
And it was, and that was just, it, he had no more ability to contain it. And that, I mean, that's why I fucking just like, I've done what that guy did so many times.
Yeah.
To just like, especially innocent elderly people.
You're just chatting to their neighbor.
Yeah.
Hey, you could do that at home.
Also, and I don't know why, but when I'm at Costco, like I'm usually a pretty cool dude. When I'm at Costco, man, my inner monologue starts getting really racist. I'll turn onto an aisle and I'll be like, oh shit, these kind of people.
Why'd you gotta be those kinds of people?
Yes. Yeah, no, dude, straight up. I fucking turn into a bigot in Costco. And I don't let that part come out.
Right.
But I'm aware enough and comfortable enough and knowing that once I get out of Costco, I stop being racist. But when I'm in Costco, it just fucking comes over me.
That's the thing, because I was talking to somebody about it before and they're like, how do you get in and out of there so quick? I'm like, I put on blinders. Like, I just know what I need to get.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bullshit. I'm going to fucking avoid people, because if I run into one person, if I see somebody lollygagging, if I see somebody fucking just standing in the aisle, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know what I need to get, and I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to get out.
Yes.
So I don't have to fucking lose my shit.
Yeah.
It's more about their protection than mine.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing, man, in Costco, I'm an aggressive cart driver.
Me too.
And I'm like, I part of me is like, I fucking hope I hit you in the shin. Right?
Fuck your samples.
and that's how I'm able to get through there efficiently. Yeah. Is by being like, I'll be like halfway down the aisle from somebody, but I got some speed going, and I see what way things are going. I'll just yell out, "Excuse me," and just fucking keep going through, because I do not want to fucking deal with this shit.
Yeah. I know. It brings out the worst in people.
It brings out the worst in me.
Me too.
It's like when I'm in Costco, I'm the way I was with that $7 coffee lady.
Yeah. I just, like I said, blinders on. I get in, I get out. The parking lot to me is another story. I've lost my shit 4 times in the parking
lot. Dude, I've lost my shit in that parking lot plenty of times.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
The exit is that way.
And it Costco does it so much to me.
Yeah.
That I will lose my shit on somebody who's like rolling their cart out to their car in the parking lot while I'm coming in.
Yeah.
And then on the way out, I'll be that asshole with the cart just fucking like crossing recklessly, because at this point I've lost all fucking composure. So I'm just crossing recklessly and somebody, you know, has to stop and they lose their composure at me. Right. And I'm like, that fucking asshole doesn't know how to drive.
And then you're going to ruin that guy's day going into traffic.
There's something about Costco, man.
I know. It just brings out the worst in everybody.
It does.
I found the perfect time to go is like when they open at 9. I think they do it on Saturday or something.
That's absolutely the perfect time to go before the masses arrive.
Yeah. It's just, dude, it blows my mind how people just don't know how to do stuff socially.
Yeah, I was there this afternoon, early this afternoon.
Yeah.
I figured if I go on a Tuesday afternoon after the lunch rush, it won't be bad. And it wasn't. It wasn't bad.
Right.
But it's still enough to fucking like raise my blood pressure.
Yeah. Because I had this. The other thing that happened to me, I got a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lady at my gym. She has an office at the gym that I go to.
Cool.
Because I needed to get some work done on my fucking right shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been doing a fantastic job. But we've been talking, and like during our conversations, she's like, you know, can I tell you something? And I was like, this is our last session, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, and we were talking, I was talking about the coffee business and all this other stuff. And she was like, can I tell you something? And mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, I was afraid of you. And I'm like, fuck, I get that a lot.
Yeah.
She's like, but you're fucking hilarious.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, you know, I don't try to fucking come across. She's like, I get it. You don't come across. It's the tattoos and the shaved head. And you look a little fucking angry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but talking to me, you could see that I'm not angry, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, good. Because there was a time in my life when I was actually angry.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not that guy anymore. And she was just like, no, it just blows my mind how, like, it's not, you're totally opposite of, like, the way you look. And yeah. I'm like, well, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you very much.
All right. There you go.
It was just funny to me because we've talked about it before and on this episode that people used to be afraid of me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to be afraid of me.
No.
You know what I mean? I don't want people to be like, oh, he's kind of a scary dude. I don't want to be that dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I make you laugh, I make you laugh. I'm a nice guy. I don't try to be an asshole to people anymore. So, I don't know. I think I'm done.
No, that's fine. I just remember years. I mean, this is like 15 years ago, but my friend Natasha being like, why does Shane hate me so much?
See, it's not just her though. It was a lot of people. Like I run into people from Marin and they're like, dude, I just remember you like just being so angry. And
you had a scowl back then. Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I just don't want to be that guy. And I've worked a lot. I've done a lot of personal work to like not be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. You know what I mean? I like being calm. I like trying to get people to laugh. And once you could get somebody to laugh, either with you or at you or whatever, mm-hmm. like their guard's down and they could actually see that you're actually not a fucking asshole.
Yes, absolutely.
But I remember those times though, dude. Like I lived those times. And I could remember, talking to other people about it and being like, I don't understand why people don't like me. And they're like, well, maybe if you smiled once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But maybe if people knew actually, like, the person that I know, like, I would tell, close friends would tell me, like, I don't see you that way because we're close friends.
Mm-hmm.
But other people that are acquaintances of ours see you a different way.
Yeah.
Because you don't let that side of you out. For some reason. Yeah. So I try to let that side of me out more, and it seems to work for me.
Good.
And this chiropractor lady brought all that stuff back up for me she said that, because I'm like, yeah, I've worked really hard. And all of a sudden what happened is all these girls that for some reason didn't talk to me at the gym before are all of a sudden talking to me.
Well, it's because the chiropractor told them that you're a nice guy.
Yeah. And it's just funny. They're all like 25 and I'm like, dude, I'm not. Like, there's nothing weird going on. Like, I'm not trying to do anything, make it, you know what I mean? They're like,
dude, if they want some gym daddy, give them some gym daddy. All right.
We will see. We will see where that goes. But all right. It's just, it happened today. Like, I was at this gym and one of these girls started talking to me that didn't talk to me before. And I was just like having a conversation with her and she was like, okay, bye. I'll see you next time. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's the first time. I've been coming here for 2 years, and that's the first time she's talked to me.
Yeah. That can happen.
I'm like, all right, I'll roll with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think at that point, we're about 40 minutes in. I think we're good.
Yeah, I do too, Jim Daddy.
I think that's a good episode.
Yeah. This is another episode of the Jim Daddy and I podcast.
Hey, if you listen all the way to the end, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Please send us some kind of message on some kind of platform.
Leave us a review because that helps us out a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe someday we'll get some actual paying sponsors.
That would be great.
Because, you know, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to make a little money at this.
If any of y'all are looking to pay anyone to hawk your whatever, let us know.
You want us to talk about your small business?
Yeah.
Let us know.
I think we've already established in previous episodes that I will say the most heinous things for money. Yeah.
Yes, we do have a Ko-fi page. If you send us a donation on the Ko-fi page and you ask Max to say some heinous stuff, we will do an episode just for you with Max just saying heinous stuff to whoever you want to say heinous stuff to you.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain limits, but yeah.
Or if you just want to say happy birthday to somebody. We'll do that too.
Yeah, we'll do that. I would rather just say happy birthday, if I'm being honest. I'm more of a lover than a hater, except at Costco.
Where I get
weirdly racist for no reason.
You and me, I don't know about the racist part for me, but I mean, I really try hard not to be aggressive at Costco.
I do too, and I fail.
Yeah.
It's fucking... And don't get me wrong, I'm not a white supremacist. Even at Costco, I'm not a white supremacist. Like, I'll see some people of different ilk at Costco, and I'll be like, yeah, I trust them to fucking maintain
an efficient
flow.
This is going to sound bad, but I just got this picture in my head.
Yeah. Of
wearing the robe.
The robe?
You know the robe I'm talking about.
Oh, from Sean and I?
No.
No. What robe?
The robe.
Oh, the robe.
The robe.
Oh, the white one.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Just running around Costco.
Just going around Costco with the hood and all that.
And then taking it off as soon as you get out the door. Yeah. Be like,
whew, glad that's over. Can take this off now.
Anyway, that's our episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And until next time.
No, that's it. Until next time, folks.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah, and don't do that. And don't, I mean, racism's not cool.
No, it's not. We were just joking. Everything said on this podcast is a joke.
Yeah, I do get racist in Costco, but I recognize that that's not okay.
See, he recognizes it's not okay. And it doesn't come out of his mouth. So don't go coming after Max.
Yeah, don't go coming after me. Know that I'm normally a good guy, except in Costco.
And it's only in his head.
And it's only in my head. It doesn't come out my mouth.
Yes. So anyway, until next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.